One of the things about this time of year is that it's migration time. What can you tell us about that, Elva?
So the geese and the cranes often come down, well, they always come down the Rio Grande, and the Bosque del Apache Refuge is right up there in Socorro County, and they usually have a festival of the cranes, which is going virtual this year, but the birds are still there, and they're on their way through, and many of them just stay there for the winter. So anybody who wants to head over there can certainly go and see what's happening, and I'll tell you from experience that if you get there, if you're there at sunset when the birds leave and it's sunrise, I'm sorry, sunset when the birds come in mm-hmm. and sunrise when they take off, it is just the most amazing wildlife experience that you can have in New Mexico or almost anywhere else.
All right. Well, thanks for the tip. Up next is a book that you described as more than a book. Tell me about it.
It's a book that Grant County author Catalina Clausen wrote, but she wrote it in sections, and she lives in the Members Valley, and she's just been observing the people who live there and their behaviors and the great hometown feel of the area. And so she's been writing pieces, which she's put out on the radio in Silver City and as a podcast. And so now this has all come together with illustrations by her daughter, and it's just a wonderful little piece of folklore and fun stories.
All right, Being Home, a Southwestern Almanac. And up next is a story that I can certainly find some familiarity with. Anyone who's spent time around horses knows that they can often teach you more than you can teach them.
Right. So Grant County horse trainer Scott Thompson has been writing about horses for Desert Exposure for well over 20 years. And he talks about turning the tables, where instead of training horses, you can look to your horse to teach you some lessons, especially in these difficult times. They can teach you about patience and collaboration, living in the moment, and communicating clearly. Just a little better about how to deal with your life.
One of the industries that took a real hit during the Great Recession, no surprise, the RV industry. But it looks like that industry is thriving these days based on what's available on the lots.
A lot of people are deciding that it's a good time to hit the road and get out of town. And so a lot of the RV parks are running low on inventory, and a lot of people are wanting to get out there on the road. So Living on Wheels columnist Sheila Souter is asking people to take a good look at what they need before they hit the road. She talks about what every new RVer needs to know. Most importantly, things like knowing your water and sewer systems well before you go, listening to the rulemakers at the RV parks, and just staying calm and mm-hmm. being polite.
And a lot of folks will jump in their RV for a mountain getaway to Redoso, and they drive right through Tularosa. But if you'll stop and smell the roses, there's some pretty neat things to check out, right?
If you're going up to the mountains for a weekend, there's some treasure troves there, like Tule Treasures, Horse Feathers, and the Merck, and a great pottery place where you can pick up your Talavera pottery. And it's all in one little area. So as you drive through the little town of Tularosa, be sure to just stop and take a quick preview of everything they have to offer.
All right. Thank you for the preview of the November issue of Desert Exposure, Elva. Have a great month.
Thanks, Casey. You too.